House Freedom Caucus urges members to vote against the NDA. By Christina Wong on September 21, 2021. The House Freedom Caucus is urging its members to vote against the massive yearly defense policy bill known as the National Defense Authorization Act that authorizes all Pentagon programs and policies. The caucus lists three main reasons. Holding the Biden administration accountable for its failed military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Not forcing women into combat. And not turning the military into a progressive social experiment. The caucus said in a statement released Tuesday. President Biden and his administration must be held accountable for the devastating failures during the withdrawal of Afghanistan. The National Defense Authorization Act should focus on providing our service members the necessary resources to protect Americans and our country. Unfortunately, this administration's political posturing puts priorities like funding critical race theory for our service members and forcing our daughters to sign up for the draft ahead of ensuring our military has the resources to put the safety and security of America first. On Afghanistan, the caucus said the NDA sends Americans' hard-earned dollars to an administration that refuses to take accountability for its failures during the withdrawal from Afghanistan. These failures resulted in the loss of 13 young troops. A botched drone strike, taking 10 innocent lives, leaving Americans behind and handing over more than $80 billion worth of equipment to the Taliban, it said. On women in combat, the caucus said voting for the NDA would be a vote to force all women, some of whom have no interest in the military, especially in combat roles, to register for selective service. On turning the military into a progressive social experiment, the caucus said it opposes spending bills that do not defund critical race theory-based training for federal employees. CRT training is out of step with the law and our values and it has no place in our military. House Freedom Caucus members will not stand by and watch this insidious and deliberately divisive ideology become a normal part of the government, especially in our military. Republicans on the House Armed Service Committee earlier this month proposed an amendment to the NDA to bar CRT from being taught in the military and military academies, but Democrats shot it down. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.